Writing in the very different times of Queen Elizabeth, Roger Martin, with a mixture of pride and regret, set out to tell future generations exactly what they were missing.
At the back of the high altar, there was a goodly mount carved very artificially with the story of Christ's passion, all being fair, gilt and lively, and beautifully set forth. And at the north end of the same altar, there was a goodly gilt tabernacle reaching up to the roof of the chancel, in which there was one fair, large gilt image of the Holy Trinity, besides other fine images.
Martin's church was more than just a building. He describes a living world of processions and festivals, ceremonies and rituals involving a whole community. Above all this presided the management, without whom none of it made sense. The priests, guardians of the mystery at the heart of traditional Christian belief. Every time the priest celebrated communion, Christ crucified would be there in flesh and blood.
Hoc est enim corpus meum.
The priest was the indispensable man, and there was no getting to heaven but through his hands.